Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome, fans. This is a safe space for fans. That's why we call it The Fan. Before you dial 877-337-6666, let me take you through a guided meditation. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. But envision yourself driving into the future. Better days are ahead. If you can close your eyes, go ahead now. Breathe deeply. Exhale fully. Control your breathing so you can control your thoughts. Nobody's dead. Nobody's dead to us. No one died. They are just simply moving on. And as fans, we have to learn to move on. We don't control anything, but we can control our thoughts and our breathing. Today was a challenging day. But by the end of this show, today will be over. For the Yankee fans, think positive thoughts of Gerrit Cole taking the mound on opening day. Aaron Judge staying healthy all season. For the Giants fans, think of Brian Burns, Agent Zero, as Defensive Player of the Year. Jets fans, fret not. Aaron Rodgers is assembling his next crew for the next dance. Imagine yourself in the playoffs. Playoffs? Before you call and yell and scream and make much about nothing, remember, most of us are grown men getting upset over other grown men playing a child's game. For the children out there, you've got it. You've got it all. Because ignorance is bliss. I remember days of not knowing what MRIs were, not knowing so much about free agency and payrolls and trades and signings. It was glorious. All I wanted to do was win. And eventually here in New York, eventually, whether it's the Yankees, the Giants, the Jets, maybe even the Rangers, the Knicks, who knows? Eventually we will win. KM to AM starts now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get it. Hey, 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 hey.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Was it doomsday today? Like, what happened today? This is going to be a generational episode. We've got 5 hours, New York City. We're going to talk about everything. We have to unpack everything. Baseball, football. We've got hockey on tonight. We'll talk about the Knicks from last night. I mean, I woke up this morning. I got out of bed, and I literally went back to bed. I'm a Yankees fan, so Gerrit Cole, MRI, on top of Aaron Judge having 2 at-bats yesterday, being scratched from the lineup. I'm like, oh no, here it comes. Our worst nightmare. The hype train all aboard, now everybody off. It's happening again. Wednesday, February 21st, I did my opening about injuries plaguing New York sports. And then the next day, we learned about Kodai Senga. Did I know what was going to happen with Kodai? No. But if you had any hope for the Mets, it started with your ace and the guy that was going to take the ball on opening day. And now it was like, come on, man. Again. I mean, we talk about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers 4 plays in too much. That's a forever scar. We hope that Joe Douglas, hey, Joe. We hope that Joe Douglas is going to do some work. I mean, Thomas Morstead is back. Greg Zuerlein is back. Aaron Rodgers basically told you that much on the podcast. David Bakhtiari, those two on Twitter. You can assume that he's coming through. But Breece Hall's out there like, hey, can we get some offensive linemen? That's priority one, right, to protect Aaron Rodgers this year. Priority number two is to get a backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, off the board. And man, the complexion of the NBA or the NFL is completely changing. The NBA, too. But, like, the NFL free agent frenzy that goes on. Rob Manfred, take notice. MLB, take notice. Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery are still teamless. But meanwhile, the NFL is king. The NFL has no offseason. The NFL knows no rival. Rob Manfred, in the next 5 years before you bow out, figure out some way for baseball to have some type of MLB free agent frenzy so we can feel what this feels like. So there's some urgency, not 4 months of, oh, well, maybe, or this guy, or potentially, or Scott Boras, Yankees for clicks. And yeah, back to the Yankees and the Yankees for clicks. You're absolutely nuts if you think Gerrit Cole is working for Scott Boras. You're absolutely nuts if you think that Scott Boras is working with Gerrit Cole. 877-337-6666. We lost our minds today. Aaron Judge is injury prone. We're doomed. They got to sign Snell. They got to sign Montgomery. Did you see Trevor Bauer? No, it wasn't on MLB TV. It wasn't on anywhere for me to watch Trevor Bauer pitch against the Dodgers minor leaguers. He didn't face Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman. And nobody wants him except the Asian Breeze. Would they have a 10-day contract with him? Man, today was a wild day. I was just laughing with Paulie. I'm like, yo, down in Clover Park, they lost power. That's why the game's not on SNY. I'm in here watching Arkansas State versus James Madison. Madison, James Madison, we are the Dukes of JMU. I need them to win that. That's not my alma mater, but I spent 2 years there. Anyway, back to today. I mean, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I've been singing that for Saquon Barkley. I did my open last week that I thought that this was a scare tactic, that I thought there was no way in hell Saquon Barkley would flush his time here down the drain and his future time coming back here. Hello, media opportunities, Market One, New York City. I said there's too much G-Men in his blood. No. He's a Philadelphia Eagle. I almost threw up my lunch. I guess we need a Dallas Cowboys fan to step in between this nonsense. I didn't want to see this. I don't want to see a Photoshop image of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, and Saquon Barkley. Why? And they got Bryce Huff? I mean, I'll say this about the Eagles. Foo Philly. You can't spell Philly without two L's. I'll say this about Philly and the Eagles, right? Howie Roseman, their front office, like, they are brilliant. They're amazing in free agency, trades, the draft. Like, I mean, they drafted Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner. They drafted Jalen Carter. I don't know how you let him drop from the projected number 1 to 10, whatever. They traded for A.J. Brown. And even today, they are not wasting any time. But they did lose like 5 out of their last 6 games. So I don't know how much of a threat you consider them, especially since they wanted to fire their head coach. And they've had a whole coaching carousel. And yeah, I guess good luck, Saquon. Saquon Barkley is dead to us. Damn, Tiki. Well, Tiki is speaking, and like everybody's picking that up. Now, I guess you guys weren't listening last week when Tiki said that. He literally said, if you go down there and play for that team, you go to that city, you are dead to us. The Giants fans run deep. They're everywhere. And they may be down right now, but in Joe Shane, you have to trust. And Brian Daboll, you have to trust. I mean, they did go out there, get you John Runyon, Devin Singletary, and Brian Burns. So we're moving forward. We're moving on. And in this NFL, the money that the Philadelphia Eagles put on the table for Saquon Barkley, he'd be a fool not to take it, and they'd be fools to even counter offer. Why didn't they offer him? They weren't even going to come close to that offer. There's no point. If Saquon's camp came back to them with that offer, see ya 2 times a year. We've got other work to do. Listen to Tiki Barber when he talks football. Maybe not so much when he talks baseball. I'm just kidding, Tiki. No, I'm not kidding. But he's trying. He's trying. But when he talks football, the man knows what he's talking about. They got to build the ass first. They're doing it. That defensive line, just the thought of Brian Burns, Sexy, Dexy, and KT. Hold on now. And even the offensive line. They're not done. It's not glamorous. It's not luxurious. You lose your best offensive threat. But you know what? You were losing with that offensive threat. It wasn't like Saquon was Christian McCaffrey over here. It wasn't like Saquon was propelling you to victories. He was hurt every year. And I'm not a Giants fan, so I don't have to watch my words about Saquon. Or, oh, I don't want to talk down on him. I'll talk down on him. He was hurt every year. And the year that he had a productive year 2 years ago, man, that was fool's gold. That fool's gold made you pay Daniel Jones. Hold on, let me rewind. That fool's gold, propelled by Saquon Barkley, made the organization default into paying a guy that they didn't even want to pick up his rookie option. They had to pay him $40 million. His rookie option was $22 million. I don't fault them for it because there weren't many other options on the table. They had to do something. The fans were chanting, Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones. You had to bring him back, and he got smart, and he got athletes first involved, and that's your man's. That's who you got to roll with. Or maybe not. Russell Wilson comes into the building that screams to the entire universe, this isn't our guy. That money is nothing. Please look up how much the New York Football Giants are worth. That money is nothing. Because the same fans that root for the Giants and the Yankees want to scream about a luxury tax and go sign Blake Snell, I don't care. The money that you're paying Daniel Jones, the dead cap, as we speak of Russell Wilson as well. Next year, that $22 million dead cap hit is nothing. Russell Wilson, the Broncos are walking away from $85 million. And hey, congrats to Russ. I was dead wrong. I thought it was going to play out a little longer for Russell Wilson. There must have been some inside game. I mean, I did tell you that Tomlin, a Virginia guy, William & Mary, Russell Wilson, a Virginia guy, I'm sure they've been acquainted or no. Arthur Smith as well. I mean, they got that deal done. And for the minimum, in 1 year. If I'm Russell Wilson going on a podcast with Brandon Marshall last week, 2 weeks ago, saying I want to win two Super Bowls in the next 5 years, would that prove it deal? League minimum? I know he's getting $38 million from the Broncos, but I mean, there's a chance that he's one and done there. 877-337-6666. Let's go, Kenny Pickett. Learn from Russell Wilson. Develop your game more and be waiting in the wings. We just saw the year of the backup and the backup backup quarterback. If you don't have two, you don't have one. It used to be, if you have two, you don't have one. No, in this NFL, you need two. Russ is getting up there in age. He's one tweak away from Kenny Pickett being right back there with the team that drafted him in the first round. So, I mean, I know this isn't Pittsburgh, but I wanted to get that out there. Giants fans call me up. Jets fans call me up. We'll talk all around it. I know the Jets fans are sitting around. Breece Hall sitting around tweeting, hey, what's the deal? I preach patience. I opened up with some guided meditation. I meditate. I need to because I lack patience. And honestly, I come here to get away from the yelling and screaming. I have an 11-month-old baby who all day is over nothing. So when I come here, I'm like, okay, I listen to the fan all day. Like I said, I got out of bed this morning and I got back in bed with the Yankee news. I'm like, this sucks. This is it. But maybe there's a silver lining here. Maybe we need to chill a little bit. Maybe we need to relax. This is New York City, the capital of hype. We overhype everyone and everything. And then fast forward to the future, it's not like we thought it would be. Well, maybe there's a better day ahead. Maybe there's a better future ahead. Maybe it's not all doom and gloom. Woe is me. This sucks. End the season. We can't be down forever. Stay down till you come up. Tonight, we're going to go through all of the moves. I mean, there's a ton of moves. Whether it's Gardner Minshew, I just sat down and the Commanders got Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard out of there, leaves Dallas to go back home to Tennessee. Christian Wilkins joins the Raiders. Gardner Minshew joins the Raiders. I mean, some teams are really active, but they don't hand out rings in March for baseball or football. 877-337-6666. I know you're worried about the Knicks. You should be. You should be. They have to get whole. As we talk about injuries, as we talk about the state of New York basketball, I mean, come on. At least we got the OG Anunoby news today. OG, come back. OG was the spark. OG was the trade. OG was the piece that, bloop, soon as he got here, the Knicks went on a run. Winning streak started to look different. Shams put out there. He's been out since January 27th. He's expected to return as soon as Tuesday. Oh, and that Tuesday game got a little bit more gas to it. Tyrese Maxey coming back? Cool. Dante DiVincenzo, Kelly Oubre, two of the best nicknames in basketball. Well, Tsunami Poppy, Kelly Oubre. And then Dante DiVincenzo, depending on where you know him from, the Big Ragu and Delaware Jordan. They got beef. So hash it out on the floor. I mean, on the ice tonight. I'm a Devils fan, and as we talk about pain and injuries, you know, Dougie Hamilton being out the whole year, Jack Hughes missing time and then not coming back the same. Here we go. That game just got underway. Devils-Rangers. The Rangers absolutely bullied the Devils last time in Newark. Maybe the Devils have some pride. They fired their coach. They traded some pieces away. Maybe they fight tonight in the Garden. We'll talk about that later on. But, yeah, you guys know what the mood is, you know what time it is. Call me with your thoughts and your takes. Tell me how you feel, whether it's the Yankee fan worried about two $300 million players, two award winners, the 2023 AL Cy Young winner getting an MRI, not great, or the 2022 AL MVP scratched from the lineup, just a little beat up, just a little beat up. It's a long season. It's a long season. Don't believe the hype. And yeah, we'll talk football, of course, because there's so many different guys. Like Kirk Cousins? I was sure Kirk Cousins was going back to Minnesota. Aren't they trying to sign Justin Jefferson? The Falcons get Kirk Cousins? We'll talk about it, man. I will unload, unpack all of the different moves that happened today. There's so many. And then I'll hear your thoughts. If you guys want to be pessimistic, I don't control the calls. There were some great calls today. the one call into BT and Sal. where the guy was like, he was asking Sal, what's your motive? You being a good cop, bad cop? And Sal's like, what are you talking about? I'm a radio host. He's like, well, you want to bring everybody down? No Yankee fans were celebrating Kodai Senga being hurt somewhere online, but that's a fake place. Honestly, if you take any delight in anyone being hurt, I know you never played anything. I know you've never suffered an injury being hurt. That's foul. But then the other call that had me cracking up, man. And there were some good ones in Evan and Tiki, too. But the caller who called about Daniel Jones, we're still defending Daniel Jones. He had to go back to Duke. He said he drove that Duke team down the field to beat Notre Dame. I'm like, that has nothing to do with right now. 877-337-6666. I have no guest. It's just me and you. Call the fan. We'll take all the calls. I know it's going to get loopy, but this is a safe space. This is therapy. This is literally the fan for the fans, where you're going to hear fans call all night. They're going to tell you what they did with their Saquon Barkley jerseys. What? Why are you queuing up Edwin Diaz? Because he's pitching tonight. Is he on the mound right now?
Edwin Diaz strikes out the side.
You see how these Mets fans just interject with meaningless things like lights and Queen's Best Dance Crew?
We don't care. This is on the field. This is field. The hell with the crew and the lights.
The field. Now I gotta cook these Mets fans before the break. You're gonna run it back. I saw SNY posting the videos of him coming out of the bullpen. You're gonna run it back with that? Let me guess. Timmy Trumpet is pulling up next to proclaim that the Mets are gonna go to the World Series, and that's where he's gonna perform.
I know one very good.
You don't know anything.
I know one very good closer who had the same song the entire career, and no one complained. No one complained when Enter Sandman hit.
Do not compare Edwin Diaz to Mariano Rivera. Are you smoking? Stop. You Mets fans got to relax, okay? We get it. You guys have the best ERA in spring training. I wish the best for you. But the fact that we're latching on to Edwin Diaz's entrance song, come on now. There's a lot more to be seen than that.
We're not latching onto the show. I'm happy that the guy came back. Can I be happy?
It's spring training. I'm tired of spring training. I had an open last week where I'm like, I wish opening day was tomorrow. None of this matters. Bubble wrap Juan Soto. None of this matters. We still have weeks of spring training. Just get us to Seoul, Korea, where the Dodgers are playing, so we can start the actual show. The actual show. This Edwin Diaz trumpet stuff, that's cute and all, until you're down 5 runs and you got to put Edwin Diaz in the game just to get some work that week.
You know what I would worry about? Worry about shoring up that starting rotation.
I'm not worried.
Get Monty on the phone. Get Blake Snell on the phone.
I'm not worried. I meditate. I have zen. I have inner peace. I control my... All right, let's hit the break. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.